Give us, if you can, when you describe the multiple cover-ups, what are some of the specifics, Peter?
Okay, well, again, it relates to this. The reason I bring up Beatrix Snell is he's the guy that's the thread through all of them. But let me just explain. Cover-up number one was the fact that in 1995, the Philippine National Police, Colonel Rodolfo Mendoza, uncovered the planes as missiles plot that was realized on 9/11. Ramzi Youssef, the Mozart of terror, the operational point man for bin Laden, who had planned the original World Trade Center, designed the bomb, put it under the B2 level of the North Tower, hoping it would fall into the South Tower. Youssef fled the night of the bombing on February 26, 93, and eventually tried to kill Benazir Bhutto, Prime Minister of Pakistan, did succeed in blowing up a Shiite mosque and killing 26 in Iran, and ultimately ended up in the Philippines with his uncle Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who, by the way, is the man they claim is the mastermind. But Youssef was the mastermind of 9/11.
And he's the guy we have in captivity, right?
Right. Youssef, we have them both in captivity now. But in 1995, Youssef, his uncle Khalid Sheikh, a third individual called Wali Khan Amin Shah, who was totally connected to bin Laden. Bin Laden called him the Lion. He was a beloved Afghani warrior. And the fourth individual was Abdul Hakim Murad, Youssef's lifelong friend. Now, these guys come from a region called Baluchistan, which is where I believe bin Laden is. And it's in Baluchistan is a country the size of France that crosses Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Iran. And Youssef comes, his family is from the Iranian part of Baluchistan, which is where bin Laden may well be. It's a kind of a no man's land. It's impossible to no police agency or military agency patrols it. It's virtually wide open. And Youssef, even though he grew up in Kuwait, was a Baluchistani by birth. Youssef was a genius, George. He was trained in Wales. He was an engineer, and he was the architect of the first Trade Center bomb. But he was such an outside-the-box thinker that this guy went from building weapons of mass destruction to be brought to a target by truck, as in the World Trade Center bomb. And there's evidence that he may have interfaced with Terry Nichols in the Oklahoma City device. But in any case, he then changed gears completely and came up with this ingenious little bomb trigger, which he did a test bomb on a Philippine Airlines flight, and the intent was, of what he called the Bojinka plot, was to put smuggle the components of 12 of these little devices, a Casio watch, diluted nitroglycerin, and to smuggle them on the first leg of a two-leg hop of a U.S. jumbo jet exiting Asia for the U.S. with American tourists. And he, Khalid Sheikh, Wali Khan, and Abdul Hakim Murad were each going to do three of these, not a suicide mission, completely distinct from 9/11, and they were going to put them on these planes over a 48-hour period, and they were going to blow up weeks and months later in over American cities. Horrific plot. That was the second of three plots that they had going on in Manila. The first was to kill the Pope, who was going to be there January 12th of 95. And the third plot we now know is 9/11. And in my first book, I have, from the Philippines National Police, George, you know, you've seen the evidence. I've got the fact that they had seven targets. Originally in my book I said six. I've now found out that the seventh target was the White House, but the targets were the Trade Center, the Pentagon, CIA headquarters, a nuclear facility, and the Sears Tower in Chicago and the Transamerica Tower in San Francisco. They had up to 10 men then, George, in 1995 January, training in U.S. flight schools for this plot. It was well advanced, and the only part of it that the feds allowed to come out, and this is where Dietrich Snell comes in, the first cover-up, is in 1996 during the Bojinka trial of Youssef, which Dietrich Snell was an assistant U.S. attorney in the Southern District. He was one of the two prosecutors. They mentioned the fact that there was a small plane that maybe an early thought was, let's take a small plane with explosives and fly it into the CIA. And because that fragment of information, which was in the early days of the interrogation of Youssef's partner Murad, because of that, guys, people like Condi Rice years later after 9/11 said, well, we couldn't extrapolate 9/11 from a small plane flying into the CIA. But in fact, George, there wasn't. When Colonel Mendoza of the Philippines Police, who I interviewed, peeled back the layers on Murad over 67 days, he admitted the exact 9/11 plot. In fact, he was going to be the Atta. He said, "I will fly the planes into the buildings for Allah." He bragged that he chose the Trade Center towers as a target for Youssef. So you had three plots going on, and they had a fire in their bomb factory, January 6th, the night of January 6th, 95. And Yousef and KSM, his uncle, fled to Pakistan. Yousef was arrested a month later, not because of the FBI, because of the terrorism rewards program. They had his picture on matchbook covers. They dropped 30,000 of them in that general area of Pakistan, and there was a $2 million reward, and a young South African named Ixtaic Parker, who Yousef recruited to try and continue the Burjinka plot, he dropped a dime on him, and they arrested him. The FBI showed up late. In fact, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and I had this in my book for the first time, stuck around long enough in a 20-room guest house, George, to give an interview to Time magazine where they actually quoted Khalid Sheikh and they called him a Pakistani businessman, yet the FBI didn't even get there in time to canvass a 20-room guest house. They let the mastermind of 9/11 go.
Now Time magazine got to him.
Yeah, so that screw up, that's major screw up number one. And Dietrich Snell, when they finally grabbed Yousef, they brought him back, they tried him first for Burjinka and then for the World Trade Center. Well, when Dietrich Snell had a 5-month trial with 6,000-page transcript, there isn't a mention of Khalid Sheikh in the whole thing. There's one reference to a Khalid Sheikh in a letter, but nobody explains who he is. So cover-up number one is that they don't get this information that Colonel Mendoza of the Philippines police turned over to them, that the planes as missile plot. And the night of 9/11, Colonel Mendoza is typing a routine police memo in the Philippines, and he's text message, turn on CNN, urgent. He turns on CNN, it's 13 hours ahead, only to see the South Tower fall. The first words out of his mouth, they have done it, they have done it.
Uh-huh.
That's how certain he was. Well, guess what? Dietrich Snell is in the Southern District. He buries that information in 1995 along with others. Now, it's 1996, they indict Khalid Sheikh Mohammed with Yousef. But do they do a public hue and cry? Do they do what was successful in capturing Yousef, like the Wild West, want posters everywhere, reward? No. They secretly indict Khalid Sheikh, and nobody knows who this guy is, George, and Dietrich Snell presides over that cover-up. So the first time Khalid Sheikh's name is mentioned is January 98 on the inside jump page of a New York Times story on Yousef's sentencing. They happen to say, oh, and today the feds unsealed an indictment of a Khalid Sheikh Mohammed believed to be a relative of Yousef. Well, come on. If you're successful in getting Ramzi Yousef through, you know, the public hue and cry of a rewards program, mm-hmm. why not get on every magazine in the world, that, you know, like they did with Newsweek with Yousef? Well, that's cover-up number two of Dietrich Snell.